Let's get ready to rumble!
Out of bounds, on the floor.
It's Balls Up Friday with Eddie Howe.
And the AFL Grand Final might have been run and won, but that doesn't mean sport news stops. There is so much going on. Eddie Howe, you join us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. It's great to be in here and actually get to look at you while I'm doing Balls Up Friday.
The
it's
looks,
fantastic.
The smells, it's all happening
the smells are stronger than the looks, I'll give you that.
We mentioned it earlier in the morning and it's all over the news today, the Superloop Adelaide 500 done not only for 2021 but indefinitely.
Yeah, so a big news last night, no more supercars on the streets of Adelaide.
Massive.
And it's a huge shame. As somebody who's lived real close to the event and, you know, heard the cars, smelt the rubber, but it's the planes flying over. It's the after-race concert.
Yeah.
There's so much that goes with it that the streets of Adelaide are actually going to lose and the people are going to miss out on. Not people coming to the city and the state anymore for it. It's a real shame.
It's front page news this morning. There'll be more to come. I'm sure the Bend at Tailem Bend will have plenty to say about it as well as to how they're going to factor in to South Australia's racing calendar. We will wait and see. But from one event that's not happening to an event that is happening this week, huge news because the NRL State of Origin Game 1 is here.
Yeah, massive. So the NRL have shopped this around a bit over the last few years. They've played multiple games in Melbourne. They had a game in Perth last year. Now it's our turn. And this would have been great earlier in the year. Full stadium. We're lucky that we still get it to go ahead.
Generally, it's run June, July, is that
correct?
Yeah,
so it's in the middle of the year. And the NRL competition continues while these three State of Origin games are being played.
Yep.
Now, this is really interesting. How would you feel if Travis Boak got an injury playing for Victoria of the season?
This is why AFL just steer clear of State of Origin and representative football altogether.
NRL fans love State of Origin more than their own club. So this is, they would rather have their state win State of Origin than see their club win a premiership. Maybe not rather, but it's just as important. And so to watch their heroes go around in the blue or maroon is big for them. It's going to be great. All eyes are going to be on Adelaide on Wednesday night. This thing rates like you wouldn't believe on television screens. NRL is a huge TV sport. We've had a couple of games here over the last few years. Melbourne and Sydney generally come. And there have been modest crowds, some interest. But this is going to be big. This is the real deal. And it's going to be great to have 25 or 27,000 people there. It's going to be a great event.
Who are you tipping?
New South Wales, I think, will get it done. And that's a bit with my heart, so I'm a big New South Wales man.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, they won 2019 series, but that was their first in a long time.
It was their first in a long time. So Queensland have been dominant for a long, long time, but a lot of those veterans have dropped off. Well, dropped off, they're not playing for Queensland anymore. New South Wales have an exciting young team. The youngsters in the Queensland team just haven't managed to gel in their couple of appearances so far. But you never write them off. You would never write them off. They'll give an honest contest. But I think New South will just get it done. And I'm excited to see that.
So Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, 7:40 it kicks off. There'll be some great, I don't know who's the entertainer, but there'll be somebody there. I'm not there for that.
You are here for sports news, not entertainment news. Let's get that clear.
Yeah.
Now, Adelaide Oval is also going to play host to a cricket match. I know that is a little bit silly to say, but for a long time we weren't sure we were going to get an international cricket fixture
Absolutely.
This year.
And so we do have the first test of the men's summer. So this is going to be great. We're playing India. We've managed to talk them into a day-night test, which they've been reluctant about.
Mm-hmm. Pink ball.
So that's going to be fantastic. It's 17th of December it kicks off at Adelaide Oval. Mm-hmm. We then have, obviously, Christmas, and the Boxing Day test will still be in Melbourne.
And they're going to get a crowd. So the Premier has, he's not promised, but he's said, if things keep moving in the right direction, 25,000 people will be allowed in the MCG.
Yeah, so that's true. But I think they've scheduled these tests back-to-back specifically for the fact that if Melbourne and Victoria head south again, I think you'll see the players stay in Adelaide and that Boxing Day test will come here. Now, we obviously don't hope for that.
Absolutely not.
We obviously don't hope for that, but Adelaide Oval has the hotel that has the capabilities. You know, we've done a fantastic job with being able to put events on like this. Just wonder if that's the reason why that fixture. So it starts a little bit later. Usually the first test isn't quite that late in the summer. There are a couple of one-dayers before it throughout Sydney. 17th to the 21st of December. If there's problems in Melbourne, I think you'll see the players stick around here.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. It's all happening. AFL season might have finished, but it hasn't finished because we're now into trade season.
Well, the real stuff kicks off now, right? So trade season dominates the talk all through the year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always stories about who's moving where. Really interesting, particularly for the Crows this off-season. Brad
Massive
Crouch.
For the Crows.
What ends up happening there, what the compensation looks like if he does leave, whether they match the offer that the Saints put up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see. The Crows have been pretty strong that they want the best possible outcome. If the Saints don't offer Brad Crouch enough money, means the Crows don't get the compensation, force a trade. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
It's going to be very fascinating. Can you see any other movements for the Crows? Oh, they've talked about getting that young Jackson Hatley South Australian from GWS.
Yeah, so it looks like he wants to come. They'll probably miss out on Fantasia from Essendon. The talk is that he'll go to Port Adelaide. So we'll see how that unfolds. I don't know how he fits in at Port. You might be able to say better for that. But
I mean, it's a difficult one. Fantasia is an exciting small forward and a game breaker at his best.
He's got to get on the park, though.
But he's got to get on the park. He only played 5 games in 2020, and he was injured before that as well. He has a body that lets him down quite a lot. So what does that make him worth? It's very difficult to establish that, so it'll be very interesting to see how the clubs come. Port Adelaide, of course, wanted to keep plenty of draft picks to be able to take their academy child. That's not the right word for it, but Lockie Jones from Woodville West.
He looks a star.
Yeah.
He is very, very good, so they'll want to make sure that they can get him.
I think one of the most interesting things of trade week, free agency actually opens today, so Joe Danaher might be on the move from Essendon. Jeremy Cameron may be the biggest name, and Adam Treloar, what happens there? We will watch with interest. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be more to say on that next Friday. But before we finish up Balls Up, you want to take us to America for the NFL?
Yeah, so basically you want to score to win games, right?
Sure.
But there's been a really interesting event last week where Todd Gurley, a player there, actually ran in a touchdown to lose the game. So NFL's all about clock management once you get to the end of the game. They needed to run the clock down. They were behind, but they needed to time it out so that they would kick a field goal with not enough time left that the other team could go down the other end and score. They went in for a touchdown, which meant the other team got the ball back. He was told not to score by his quarterback. We've got the audio of it. Have a listen to this.
It's difficult to hear there, but it's like he's trying to, because he's got his momentum. He tries to pull himself up, and he literally
just falls over for a touchdown.
Tumbles over the line.
And so they scored. They went in front, but the other team got the ball back and ran in less than a minute, went up the other end of the field, scored a touchdown and won. So they lost the game by scoring effectively.
Feeling sheepish. Atlanta Falcons, they know how to lose.
Yeah.
Eddie, a packed Balls Up Friday, again on a Friday. We're going to do this again next week. We'll check in on trade season.
Cheers, mate.